But then I just started this whole thing of hooking up with young guys, and they love the older female body. I have to say to any older women who are hungry for connection, go younger.
Welcome to Sweet Release Podcast with me, Barbie Jean. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. Today on Sweet Release, I am so excited. My guest today, not to age you right away, but you're the oldest guest I've ever had, Sue. Welcome, Sue. Thanks for being here.
Thanks. You're going to say my age? Yeah.
So you are a powerful woman in your 60s. I don't even know your exact age.
63.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I gravitated towards you because you are so... First of all, you're very vulnerable and you're very powerful in your essence and your sexual power, but you haven't always been that way. And I'm really excited to hear kind of your journey and what brought you to be where you are and to have all these sexy sexcapades that we're going to get into. But to start, you know, you grew up and you were even in this touchless marriage for decades, and you kind of grew up very focused on your faith for a time. Could you kind of take us back to what you were before you were in this kind of powerful, confident self-love?
Sure, sure. So I am a boomer. I mean, a young boomer, born in 1961. So I'll be 64 in November. I was raised Catholic, traditional Catholic. My mom was from Germany. And then when I was 20, I became a born-again Christian. And I did that for 30 some odd years. Very zealous for Jesus, but I was married for 12 years. We lived together for 10 and a half.
Okay.
But it wasn't a great match. He's younger than me, 12 years younger than me. It was accidental cougardom, but it was, I have to be kind. We weren't matched. I just got married because I was a single mom and I didn't want to be a single mom anymore. But I didn't realize that. I thought we were in love, but I had a lot of sexual trauma and... Yeah, I didn't really like him touching me. And I thought I was frigid until I got divorced. And the first dude that I connected with post-divorce, it was like a sexual healing for me. He was almost exact opposite of everything of my ex-husband. So it was very nourishing for me. He ended up being a narcissist and married somebody in South America while we were dating.
Oh,
but that's another story.
But that was kind of a moment for you where you were like, wow, like this is actually not who I am. Like I can actually have these beautiful connective experiences with men.
Yeah. And I associated myself with Christianity. I would say I was like a post-church Christian, but it wasn't until I moved to starting to study yoga in Florida was a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. That helped clear a lot of gunk out of me. Just even in Shavasana, surrender, like the corpse pose.
Yeah.
There's a lot of surrender that goes on. And then I studied to be a yoga teacher. So I learned more about Eastern philosophy. And then I moved to California. Stereotype, right? But yeah, just embrace spirituality more out here. And had a whole journey with another narcissist because I'm an empath. So I've attracted those narcissists, but it's okay. It's been a karmic balance in my life. But that dude was so toxic that it really forced a lot of spiritual growth in me and taught me a lot about boundaries because I had never been like my ex-husband wasn't bad to me. He just had a lot of problems. He had an abusive father and a very passive mother. But yeah, so this guy was very toxic and it forced me to grow in ways like I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I started believing in past lives because I realized we had past lives together and like the karmic repercussions of that. But through all that and then through the pandemic, I just really dug in. The pandemic was another big wake-up call for me spiritually. So and so I just started getting freer in my body and finally got rid of the toxic second big narcissist in my life and started connecting with different beings way beyond. I wasn't a Christian anymore. I had already said, I'm not Christian anymore. I don't believe I need a savior. I don't believe that we're sinners. I don't believe in heaven and hell. Reincarnation makes much more sense to me that a soul evolves over many lifetimes. Mm-hmm. And so the narrative of you're a sinner and you need to be saved just is irrelevant to me. I actually think it's a conspiracy to control people through guilt and fear and shame. And so I started connecting with different beings. And one of those beings is Aphrodite. And she's the goddess of love, sex, beauty, some say war. And there was something that she gave me that I connected to and I've embodied, which is sexual freedom and beauty and love. Like, even though I'm not a Christian anymore, I told somebody last week, I said, I'm more Christian than most Christians you know, because I've actually embodied a lot of love and compassion and empathy. So, and then I don't know where you want me to go.
Well,
talk about
start.
The young guys.
We're definitely going to get into some of those sexy experiences, but I think to start, you know, embodying kind of that self-love and even that, you know, that Aphrodite powerful kind of sexual energy, what would you say? Because I think I've even experienced or had some listeners come to me that are around your age and or they're older and they're just like, I don't feel confident in my body anymore. Or how did you become on this path of self-love? Like, how do you even harness this power and be open when you are a little bit older? So do you have any advice about how you became so confident and kind of began to embody that energy?
I did a lot of energy healing. I worked with different people because, you know, life is can be traumatic. I didn't have the best parents, you know, fighting Italian and a German and a lot of fighting. And so I did a lot of clearing. I think the technique is called emotional freedom technique, and then tapping and EMDR and therapy and meditation. So I did a lot. I mean, just yoga itself, because it clears your chakras. Mm-hmm. Just that in and of itself does a lot of clearing and learning to surrender. So it's been a multifaceted process for me. And then just saying, fuck it sometimes. Like, I love dancing. And as a 63-year-old woman, it's hard to find people my age that want to go dancing. They want to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I'm like, seriously, drink some caffeine so we can go out. So I would go out dancing and just loving. I'm like, I'm going to do it. I don't care. I take myself on dates. On Sunday, I went to Trader Joe's and I bought myself 2 big bouquets because I was a little depressed. You know, buying myself flowers, taking myself out on dates. Oh, I told you this, that I spent this period of time with just a mirror looking at my pussy. Like, what does this look like? I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time down there exploring. So, and I've done different, you know, activations. Like I mentioned, this woman, Kim Anami, who does a vaginal kung fu course using a yoni egg to clear trauma and to wake up, like she calls it numb vaginas. And then so I was out dancing a lot. This was 3 years ago in June. And a lot of young guys would hit on me. And I was like, oh, you have mommy issues. Like, no, not interested. And they just persisted. And this one gorgeous UCSB, he was like 6'3", just, oh God, so gorgeous. He was making out with me. And I'm like, hey, what is this? Like, what are we doing on the dance floor? And he's like, no, you're so sexy. And I'm like, really? I was still like so awkward. Like, oh, it's not real. And he's like, no, you're really sexy. You're really hot. And I was like, okay, all right. And he never came over. That's one thing about Cali boys. They flake a lot, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I try to find the ones that don't flake or are not from California, but live out here. But then I just started this whole thing of hooking up with young guys, and they love the older female body. I have to say to any older women who are hungry for connection, go younger. They are not, don't diss the Gen Zs. They have beautiful hearts, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them, not all of them. They're not all. And I've also, are they setting intentions also, like what I'm attracting? Because I've worked a lot with the law of attraction. So I think that's also part of it, like what your expectations are, because you're going to get what you expect, you know?
I love
that. But changing my, like, I would write all these things, like what I wanted, what I deserved, and feel into that. And so I've attracted some really gorgeous, precious-hearted young men. And I like them in their early 20s. And if anyone thinks I'm a pedo, they can go somewhere else. But
yeah, what do you think when people say things like that to you? Or are you just
like, jealous much, you know, like why? Because I can get this gorgeous. I don't know why. I don't know why they're so obsessed with older women, but I don't say no. I'm like, you're 6'3", gorgeous, ripped, beautiful face, good heart. Yeah, let's go for it. And they just love the older female body, natural older female bodies. a lot of them, they're not interested in the fake boobs and the blow up lips and the cheek implants. That grosses them out. I mean, those are the ones, but I also attract those because I don't put out that fake vibe.
Well, I think you're authentically yourself too. And I'm sure that's very attractive for anybody.
It also scares the shit out of them too, especially the California boys. They're not used to the New York raw person. Like, yeah. I'm just say it like it is.
But the first time you like slept with someone that was significantly younger than you were in your 20s, was it scary? Like, how did
you? Oh, it was really cool, actually. Nice. So Santa Barbara has this, they have a few unique festivals. They do a solstice festival every year.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
So it was, I spent all day out at solstice and then I went to the nightclub. There's not that many in Santa Barbara. So Wildcat, whatever. They call it the Shitty Kitty. Okay. And this hot young Latino dude just came over and started dancing with me and was all sexy and hot. And he came home with me and he worshiped my body all night long.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually, yeah. He's, and we're still in touch.
Nice.
Yeah. And he's just really special. He loves older women. He's, first time I ever had a foot fetish dude, and it wasn't as creepy as I thought it would be. I was like, why is he sucking my toes?
And isn't it sensual and like sweet if you can get into it?
Yeah. I mean, it's still like, I don't think I have attractive feet. Sometimes okay. I send him feet pics just to tease him.
Oh my God, I love that. Good job. Well done.
But yeah, that was, no, it really kind of, and he was, he's very emotionally intelligent. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot to talk about too, in between the passion and the fun. So.
Well, I think the younger generations are a little bit more emotionally intelligent than maybe your generation too.
Oh, for sure.
And maybe a little bit more aware in the bedroom. Like, is there something that also you tried for the first time that maybe you wouldn't or with older guys?
Yeah. Okay. So yes, I think because of porn, I think young guys know the female form much more than men my age. Like people will say, I will answer you, but people will say, oh, they're immature. I'm like, have you been around a 40, 50 or 60 year old man? They're not that mature.
Yeah.
And they're very critical of women their age. And it's the exact opposite. Men my age want perfect little Barbie dolls. Mm-hmm. And young guys are like, I'll take an older woman. I don't care if it's saggy and stretch marks. But but they're also very honest. When I was young, men and women weren't honest with each other about sex. Men pretended they wanted a relationship and women spread their legs hoping to get love. And it wasn't, even though it was the 70s and the sexual revolution, women were still not empowered to own their sexuality. With young people, they don't question it. Like girls are sexual. They do the thirst traps. You know, everybody's having sex, Snapchatting. So yeah, so they're very honest about it. And I think that young men, they know how to pleasure a woman. Not all of them. They're not all perfect. But things I did, I never received a rim job until, nice. Well, a hookup. Then doing that. And I think it's really cool that young straight men have embraced butt stuff because yeah. they have a prostate. So obviously that prostate is not only for gay men to enjoy. So, you know, I've done a little butt stuff for the boys.
I love that.
As long as it's clean, I don't mind. It's
I like, agree.
It's got to be clean because it's poop.
But yes, I love that. I love that you're still exploring too. I mean, yeah. it's so good to explore. So I can imagine even, you know, at your age, sometimes people get stagnant in their relationships or in life. And it's so good to keep that fuel that life.
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know one thing I could put my finger on that has shifted my life because I've also done plant medicine and holotropic breath work. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's Stanislav Grof was a psychiatrist that was using LSD. And when LSD got made a Schedule C, whatever illegal drug, he figured out a way to mimic that in the body by actually hyperventilating. Okay. So you also have a trip, even though you're only using breath work. And I've had lots of visions and I still, like I meditate a lot. So all of these different things have opened me up. Mm-hmm. But connecting with Aphrodite and because I'm a Scorpio, so I was always very sexual, but it was always around shame. And as I got rid of shame and grew out of like Catholicism and Christianity that has a lot of shame around sexuality, I'm like, I want to have fun. Oh, and And hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is huge.
Okay. So is that something you should do later in life when your hormone balance is kind of off after having kids and things like that? Or what, how does that work?
I would say any woman in perimenopause should have their hormones tested and find a doctor who knows about bioidentical hormone replacement, not using the big pharma, because there's others, they're using different forms of hormones. So I do all three. I do testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone. I also use estrogen vaginally because you get vaginal atrophy. You dry up. Your muscles are not as supple. Your skin isn't as supple. So using estrogen vaginally, estradiol to be exact, has helped a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I mean, it's what gives me, I think, well, I'm also in touch with the real me now, you know, the sexual me, but also all that helps. And I highly recommend it to any woman. And most regular doctors, even gynecologists, they don't know that much about it. So go beyond.
Yeah, advocate for yourself too.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Because it's you. It's your body. Mm-hmm. No matter what they say, it's still your body. So you have the autonomy and the sovereignty of your own body.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
So in these kind of like in these sexual relations with these younger men, is there ever a situation where you feel like you could fall in love with one of them or have
I'm in love currently with probably 10 of them.
Oh my God.
At least.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Which opened my mind and heart up to polyamory because I was like, I love him and I love him. And I'm like, and what I realized is just like motherhood, you love all your children, but you love them differently. And I don't know why in Western culture or most cultures, we think we can only romantically love. And I used to think that you can't be in love with more than one person at a time, but I've realized that's not true. I mean, I'm not living in a polyamorous situation right now because that has there's got to be a lot of maturity and growth because attachment styles, there's so many facets, honesty, all that. But the dream would be for me to have a harem of young men, young hot men.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's the dream that I have committed relationships with.
Yeah. I mean, some of these men, I mean, you were showing me some pictures, like some of them are super, I mean, they're sexy.
Hot, sexy. Yeah.
And what are they saying about you? Are they just I love your soft skin. I love your wrinkly body. Like what kind of things are they saying?
It's more my face. I don't know what it is, but they really like the older female body. And I've had guys tell me my wrinkles are so sexy. You're so sexy. Like they worship me. Like a goddess. I mean, they really feel the energy from me and they love it. They love all of it. I'm like, really? And they're like, and they do. I don't know. That's how they treat me. And I'm like, okay, I don't get it because culture tells us the opposite, that we're supposed to be young and firm and perfect looking. But I mean, they're gorgeous young guys that can get gorgeous young women. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know. And they're mature. I mean, they're not perfect. They're not perfect, but a lot of them do have honesty. I didn't even know this was an expression, hardballing. I'm like, well, that's what I experienced. Like very open. What are you looking for? What do you like in bed? I mean, mature questions like, which nobody, I don't even think 50 or 60 year old men still know how to ask those questions.
True.
I told you on the phone, the one dude I experienced with Viagra did not know where my clit was.
Yes.
How could you be older than me and not know that very important part of a woman's anatomy?
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, very. And they don't look great. I'm like, people are like, don't you miss men your own age? I'm like, no, they're gross. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, no, I don't miss it at all. Sorry, older men, but.
It's true, though. I think there is something in our younger generation where we are like we're getting educated on this now. And there's a different style of sexual education. And yeah, it's also with experience. And even when I was dating in my singlehood, I always asked like, what do you like in bed? What kind of like things do you like? And what kind of relationships do you like? Do you value pleasure? Because it's something that I really value. So I was always definitely asking those questions and those dates. So I can imagine that being also kind of cool to like just know where everyone's at.
Yeah. And I've had several guys ask me if I like to receive oral sex. I'm like, what woman would say no to oral sex? Are there women? I don't know.
There are some younger women too that really? I have talked to that do not like receiving oral. And to me, it's a red flag. I'm like, okay, there's something, maybe there's some sort of like self-love issue, or you're not confident enough in that area, or maybe there was even some trauma, or I always think that there's something going on.
Yeah.
Like if you don't like to receive oral, then you're just not fully in your body and embodied.
Are there women? I'm like, okay, so that apparently there are. Yeah. That's why they ask. I'm like, no, please. I had this one. We still haven't met in person, but he's a firefighter from NorCal who was in LA in January for the fires. Okay. And he was probably the best question. He's like, what are your boundaries in bed? I mean, we had really hot texting and sexting, but we still haven't met in real life. But he's so
sexy
cute.
Fireman.
Oh, yeah, I got really into the firemen during that. I was like, they're heroes. Oh, come and fuck me.
I think we were all thinking that all those Instagram reels were all these sexy firemen.
Do you follow Dr. Kat Meyer? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
She kept saying how the FOSS check was turning her on. And I had this whole theory, like, we should set up a crew of women that go give firefighters blowjobs. And somebody at the bar where we met said, we could call them the fire hose. And I was like, that is the best. So I actually sent it to her, like, next fire, let's like join up.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah, she was one of my first few guests on my podcast.
Oh, great. Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah, she's really cool. Yeah, is there something that feel like after sex, do you feel still this kind of like powerful, energetic self? Like, is it something that really helps you even like heal or tap back into yourself or even relieve stress? Like, it's something for me that helps me relieve stress.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the experience because they're not,
maybe.
Yeah. And they're not all perfect. I do really like cuddling, which I know the oxytocin and the guys that know the butt, sometimes they're like, I don't do the cuddling after. I'm like, fuck, because I do really like cuddling after. But yeah, I mean, when I first started this journey 3 years ago, people would go, you're glowing. And I go, it's all the sex I'm getting.
It does make you glow.
Yeah. And I think also it wasn't, I kind of belittled it, but it was also just me being more of my true essence.
Totally.
So yeah, I mean, it's a variety. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one that like, I've always leaned on pleasure during hard times, and it's something that's really helped me heal through heartache and things like that too, but more self-pleasure, you know, and kind of tapping back into my body. Is that something that you explore with too, or are you more partner sessions?
I'm not a huge, I do self-pleasure, but I've tried different things. I don't have a million toys. I can make myself come really easily, but I really prefer to be with a partner.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't hate self-pleasuring, but it's like, I'd much rather have another boy, a boy there, you know, a warm body.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. It's a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Do you have multiple men? So you are in love with many, but do you have multiple men like on your roster kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, it comes and goes, because what I've noticed with young men is they get so turned on. A lot of them have fantasies. Not all have been with older women. There were some that really objectify older women because they've watched a lot of MILF porn. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of been able to filter out those ones that are too, like, it's like they have this fantasy that you've got to fulfill for them. And I'm like, no, I'm a human being. But then there's a lot of young guys that get really turned on by me. But when it comes to actually meeting me, they bail at the last minute, which is also a very Cali thing.
Totally.
California. You know, they get like, what if she's going to compare? Like, because they think that I don't know what they think. They think that I have all, like, I'm going to go through my mind and compare them to everyone else or something. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ebbs and flows. So right now I have one friends with benefits person, but I have other ones in my orbit. Like, I got texted last night, I had a sexy dream about you and the world's ending soon. I would be really mad if I didn't explore this. I was like, okay, dude, the ball's been in your court for months. He actually lives right by here. I didn't tell him I was doing this because I don't think he's earned that yet, because he kind of comes and then he retracts. He's like, I'm intrigued. So it just kind of depends. So I'm going tomorrow to San Luis Obispo for work, and I'm really hoping to connect with a young man up there.
Nice. Yeah. How do you meet most of these guys? I mean, dancing, you said.
Yes, I'm in the wild. A lot on apps.
Yeah.
Because I've learned that young guys, when they're out with their friends, if there's girls there, they're more intimidated. Because young girls don't understand the attraction to older women. Like, she's saggy or she's got wrinkles. Like, why would you want to be with her? And they don't really want, unless they're super secure in who they are. And some of them are. They're like, fuck it. I'm going to go for that. That's a hot older woman. But a lot of them are like in the peer pressure.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you why they tell me they like older women?
Yeah, please.
Well, besides this whole MILF fantasy, a lot of them, especially the ones looking for relationships, will say that they like the depth of an older woman. Mm-hmm. The girls their age are, in their words, vapid and self-involved and very entitled and don't actually have real conversations. I've had several tell me that young women lack a lot of confidence in the bedroom. They don't know what they want. They'll just lie there like a board. I'm like, really? With the thirst traps and the cell and the Snapchat culture? Like, to me, that blows my mind that they don't have confidence in the bed. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, give me some alcohol. I have all the confidence I need.
Yeah. Do you typically have a couple drinks to loosen you up a little?
Yeah. And especially the first time.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm my age, I'm like, I don't like it. Like,
I mean, I remember my first threesome. I was like, I need a glass of wine, you know? Like, I need to feel a little, like, more relaxed because it's intimidating and scary.
Yeah. I mean, like, this person that I'm fooling around with now, we watched the Barbie movie. And I said, and he's funny because he's kind of conservative. So it was good. He watched the whole, he got it. He really got it. But I was like, don't compare my body to hers. Because she's freaking perfect.
Yeah, but I love that. I think it's true. Like there must be a lot of people that just aren't aware or aren't present or aren't, you know, confident in what they have. And so the fact that you are exuding all of that, like, of course it's attractive, you know? But it's beautiful that it's like, I mean, that's such a big age gap. When I was in my 20s, I definitely slept with plenty of like 50-year-olds or people around that age. But but I mean, you also don't look 63.
Well, thank you.
So,
and it's natural. I did have eyelid surgery because insurance paid, but that's it.
Okay.
I don't do anything else.
Yeah.
I go out in the sun. I don't wear sunscreen. I'm like, sunscreen? Nah. Not here in California, maybe in Florida, or if I was out on the water, but
yeah, down in
Mexico
or something.
Yeah, really? I never use sunscreen.
Huh. My partner's the same way. He just absorbs the sun. I'm like, I get burnt. I don't like it.
Well, they say that your certain vitamins like D and C. C is a really good one to have a lot of in your body. So I don't know. I take a lot of supplements. I think that's part of it. But because of where we are in relation to the equator, you know, it's not the desert here. We're by the beach. So it's temperate. I mean, 70s, 80s, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't really need it.
Yeah, it's not like Florida being closer to the equator.
Right.
Yeah. But
I love that. Yeah. You're just fully yourself, absorbing all of it and not doing any Botox. I love that.
No.
I have so many friends that are doing that. And I'm just like, oh, my friends were telling me about this show the other day that they were watching. And it was like all these people that have gotten all this work done and now they're trying to reverse it. But they're like showing them pictures of their face and what like the worst thing could happen is. And it's just like, you could lose entire bone structure because it's like they're kind of dissolving it, but it could also dissolve like part of your face structure. And so people are just too terrified to do it. But it's like people really do want to reverse some of this work. And I'm like, just be yourself. That's what I always try to.
Yeah, natural beauty is. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, unless people are really into like the Kardashians, most young men want natural beauty.
Yeah.
They don't want, you know, fake boobs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I belong to, Facebook. I know I'm old, but there's some Facebook groups like botched fillers and stuff. There's a lot of horror stories on there.
Oh, yeah.
And young women getting and it migrating or just horrible. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, why would I? I mean, thankfully, my lips haven't disappeared. I didn't know this. I didn't know when you age because of the lack of collagen and growth hormone that your labia shrink and your lips. I didn't know why older women It has to do with collagen. So I'm like, this is natural. I'm like, I'm going to keep my lips, please. And those are still there. I'm like, I didn't know they actually disappear. They actually disappear.
Whoa.
I learned this in one of these groups. I was like, what the? I was like, nobody told me that.
Oh my God, that's scary. I don't want my labia to disappear.
No. Yeah, don't get labiaplasty. I'm not a big fan of labiaplasty.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I wrote a screenplay about genital mutilation. And I mean, it's, yeah. Why are we doing it to ourselves? Mm-hmm. Don't.
Yeah, I didn't even introduce you properly. I mean, you're an actor, a dancer. You've done all the things, directing, been in the whole film industry a bit, back.
I'm not that accomplished. My IMDb is pretty slim, but I've done in reality, I've done casting and development because you don't really get credits for that, especially if it's in development and it never gets anywhere. But yeah, I've done acting and writing, musical theater. I'm not really a dancer. I'm a singer who moves well, but I love dancing.
I love that.
Yeah. So, but yeah. Yeah. So I have stand up. I've done a lot of stand up. Did that during the pandemic. That was super fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Cause I don't know if you know comedians in LA, or from LA up to Santa Barbara, nobody stopped. Everything just moved. It was like underground. It was like the Prohibition. Like people were doing comedy shows on the beach, in graveyards, empty gyms, parking lots, people's houses. And it's what kept me sane, was being able to laugh and be around people and not in that whole fear vibe the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, I was still working heavily. I mean, there was a part where I was wearing like a shield and a mask together, which was crazy, but it was nice to still be out and serving bottles, doing bottle service and all of that, you know, so it was good.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear if you have a favorite experience with whether it's one of your younger guys or, I don't know, one of your favorite stories, if you're interested or comfortable sharing.
Well, that first young guy, that was really special. Yeah. It was fun all night. But then there was another young man, a UCSB student. Yes, there's been a lot of UCSB students because I live in Santa Barbara. the first time we got together, he went 5 times. It was great. So I love that. And he was very, very mindful of my pleasure. And I have to say the whole like size matters thing. My experience is guys that are less well endowed, whatever that means, because guys are the ones with the rulers. I don't think women, you know, mature women anyway, are that into it. But I feel like guys who are less well endowed work harder because they don't think that they got this thing that they're, you know, I got this bit. And so he was great. We hooked up several times after that. Now he has a girlfriend, unfortunately, for me and him, but whatever. He wants to have kids. So,
I love that. And I think like, it's so nice when a guy, when they come and they're able to like go again.
I love that.
Love that.
I love that too.
Because it takes women a lot longer typically in partnered scenarios to come. And on average, it takes us way longer to orgasm. So when sometimes, you know, guys get a little excited and it goes, it's like nice when they can channel that energy and get it hard again.
So this dude, the one with the 5 times. So the first time we got together, I was experiencing so much pleasure. I was like, I'm loud, you know, I'm loud anyway, but I was loud and I had no way to channel the pleasure. So I said, I love you.
Oh gosh.
like the first time. But then he was so cool about it. I was like, okay, I don't really love you. It's just that I didn't know what to do with all this pleasure. Mm-hmm. You know? And at that time I had this really bitchy neighbor. And our bathrooms connected. And she was being a real C word. And I don't use that word lightly. And I would forget to close the bathroom door and she'd be banging on the wall because she couldn't sound like, you're just jealous. You're not getting any. She was so mad. That's banging funny. On the door.
So did you shout like, I love you in the climax moment?
Like, I don't know if it was at the climax, but it was like, just like, I was like, I don't have words. But he was so cool. He totally didn't like it. Didn't any other guy I think would have run out of there. He was so chill. He was like, okay, whatever.
I love that.
Yeah, we're still in touch.
I feel like I've done that in relationships sometimes when you're in the heat of pleasure. Like you say, I love you. And then you're like, wait, I take it back. Like I didn't really mean it. But like, I am falling for you kind of thing, you know?
Well, yeah, that's
sometimes
also.
Sometimes you get in like.
Yeah,
because. Pleasure takes over.
And you're like, and the oxytocin and all the feel good. Like it's just like, oh.
Love it. Yeah, you have so many stories. Do people like close to you? Do you feel like a lot of judgment from people close to you about like exploring at your age, or?
Yeah, my son can't handle it. Mm. He can't. He's like, shut up, mom. I'm like, well, your mother has sex. Get over it.
Yeah, I've always been one to, like, I don't know, ask my grandma about her sex life and ask my, like, my parents. And I feel like it's something that I've never been weird about. But yeah, like, when you don't want to, like, visualize it, I guess. But, like, you can create boundaries. Yeah. And still, like, we're human. We all have sex.
Yeah. Like, why shouldn't older people have sex?
It makes me curious. I just feel like I'm a very curious person.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like, yeah, a lot of women, there's a lot of women, even spiritual women I've been around, who've tried to tell me that I've made up this whole thing, like the polyamory and stuff. I'm like, no. I didn't make this up. This is like, oh no, you're just trying to make excuse. I'm like, no, you're just jealous because you don't feel free enough. And then I have friends that are interested, but they're not confident to do it. They think they judge themselves. They think they're being pedos, or like, I can't be with someone who's younger than my child, or they feel very insecure about their bodies. And I did in the beginning. I thought, why? If they could have this, because when I was young, I had a really nice body. I didn't appreciate it at the time because we're always our own worst critic. But when I look back, I'm like, oh, pretty fucking nice. So, and I'm like, why would they want to be with me when they could be with like a perfect, you know, 20-year-old? Mm-hmm. But so I really don't question it like I used to. I've just accepted that they like my body as is and I enjoy it. So
I think that's a good point. Like, just accepting you yourself, who you are, and allowing like the love to come when it does and the connections.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think even the ones that it's not clear that there's love, because I do keep in touch with about 5 or 6 of them. You know, we have a friendship, you know, it's a little weird sometimes. 2 of them have girlfriends and it's like not, the boundaries aren't very clear, but I don't freak out about like different forms of love. And I know that I have past lives with some of them. Like I have one dude, I'm like, one day, because I do these like past life hypnosis things. And this one, I'm like, he's like, that sounds, yeah. It's like, I could see that because we have this connection mm-hmm. that doesn't make sense unless we knew each other before. So yeah, I think love comes in different ways and expresses itself. I don't feel this need to fit it in these little, like it has to fit this perfect thing now. And I think that's a good freedom about getting older, is not having these expectations. Like they have to check all your boxes. They have to be your 100% best friend. They have to be there all the time. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of women, not just young women, have these expectations that choke the life out of potential relationships because they come with all this baggage. And then there's all these like, you know, influencers that just feed that selfish, entitled mentality. Like the sprinkle, do you know that one?
No, what's that?
I don't know it that well, but I was in these Facebook groups, are we dating the same guys? And they would talk about this woman that sprinkle, all she does is basically scam money out of men. Oh, wow. But she goes sprinkle, and it's this like extreme entitlement. Like really high class prostitution is what it is, but it's very deceptive. Mm. So it's like, you know, it's worse than really a scam. And like men should do with all this, like, because I'm older and because I don't make, like, I live in Santa Barbara, but I have a studio, but compared to when I lived outside of California, I make a lot of money comparatively, but it's like minimum wage for California to live comfortably. I think what I make now, but I don't expect a young guy, if they have a real job, okay. But if they're a student, I don't have this expectations like, you have to take me to this 5-star restaurant and spend all this money for me to spread my legs. I'm like, whatever. Like, we'll go for happy hour somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I don't mind splitting the bill. This one young guy, okay, he showed up, which I give him. He was 19, but he was a nervous wreck, this dude. And he had he needed testosterone replacement because he had a high voice. I was like, how are you 19 and your voice is this high? But he seemed so scared and traumatized. I just paid for the meal because it was my idea anyway. Because I needed to have dinner. And I like to meet people outside first. Unless I have, I don't know. I used to do that. I used to let them just come over. And I'm like, you know, I'm really rolling the dice here.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, I had not, you know, never been harmed. I did have one dude, this such an asshole. He was 20 and he was one of these ones that was a little too obsessed with having his first experience with an older woman. So that should have clued me in. He came, got up, got dressed. And I said, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I know. I need to take care of you. He goes, but I want to run to the car and get my sweater. I'm cold. And I was like, okay. Cause I was living in an apartment with mold. So I had all the windows open and it was the fall. So I was like, okay, maybe that's true. And then he didn't come back. And I was like, you motherfucker, you fucking.
Gosh.
I was like,
dashed.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, you did get fucked and I got fucked because you left because you're a selfish prick. But but that's the except. Usually that's the rare exception.
Yeah. Yeah. We've all experienced some of those. And I think for me, there was a lot of times where I too wasn't like meeting guys, or I'd meet them on FetLife or on an app or something. I'd be so excited. And then when I'd just like go over there, it would last like a minute or two or something. And I'd be like, what the hell? Or, I remember one specifically, I went over and walked over to this hotel he was staying at, and it lasted like not even a minute. And I was like, and then it was just like so awkward. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll go now. You know, it's like,
ew. Yeah, that's really.
Those ones are never, they never sit right, which I'm sure most women have some stories like that where it's like, oh gosh, they don't sit right. But it sounds like the majority of your experiences are lovely. I'm so happy for you continuing to explore and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I try to feel it out. Like I use my intuition a lot. Mm-hmm. And there was a young guy 2 weeks ago that I connected with, but he made a voice memo for me. And there was, it's just his energy. There was just too many red flags. There was like, he didn't have a job. He hadn't gone to college. He lived too far away, in my opinion, like Pasadena to Santa Barbara. Because, you know, the roads there is too trafficky.
Yeah.
And he gave me the ick. And so, couldn't understand. Like, I unmatched us. I didn't say anything. I unmatched us on Tinder. And then I don't like ghosting. I like to be honest. But I didn't know what to say. Like, you sound like a weirdo. So I was trying to, like, back away gently without trying to hurt him. So then he texted me again. I didn't answer one text. He texted me again. And I was like, oh, I want to let you know I unmatched us on Tinder because I'm not feeling it. Because that seems like a very young. I'm not feeling it. So I said, I'm not feeling it. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, can you just accept that, like, and let it go? And then, like, the next day, he sent me another text. Like, he said, bruh, which I think is really funny. I'm not your bruh. I'm a woman, but whatever. Like, he's like, well, you like deep conversations. Why can't you tell me more? And I'm like, I'm not attracted to you. What, like, I didn't want to say you sound like a freaking weirdo. Cause he told me he liked baths. I thought, like, I asked him what he wanted to do with his life. I like baths. I'm like, what are you going to do? Open a bathhouse? Like, what is that?
Like, yeah. You just got the itch.
Sounded really weird. And I kept trying to like, am I just being critical? And I listened to the voice and I was like, no, there's something not adding up here. And
it's funny.
Yeah. Sometimes they just won't take no for an answer.
Intuition, always listen to it. I've had to learn that too, for sure. Well, I would love to hear that last time you've had that sweet release.
It was on Friday.
Okay.
I wished it was more current, like really recent, but it was Friday.
That's recent.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You want to share some details?
Well, he's probably going to listen to this.
Okay. Because
he knows about it.
Okay. Respect the boundaries. But was it delicious and awesome?
He's sweet. Yeah, he's really sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like that. Well, thanks so much for being so open and honest and sharing your wisdom and your life with us. I think my listeners are really going to resonate with you and hopefully listen to some of your confidence tips. And I'm really happy you were here.
Good. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Do you have any, do you have anything you want to share, last minute things before I let you go? Or
do I have time to talk about the other thing?
What thing?
Baseball thing?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm starting a West Coast version of Banana Ball. And people that follow baseball know about the Savannah Bananas and the four teams that they took out all the boring parts of baseball. And there's a lot of hot, sexy young men that do like TikTok. I sent you some videos. They're really cute. And I'm in the process of starting a West Coast version of that with a very California aesthetic to it, like, and cute, playfully mocking all things Californian, but giving it a very California feel. And I think with all the underemployed creatives in the greater LA area that we, and athletes, that we can make it better.
Yes.
Than what they're doing.
I love it because baseball to me is like, it's fun when you're at the games, but sometimes it can be like a little boring.
Yeah, there are a lot of lulls.
Yeah. And this is like, I don't know, they're dancing, they're playing with the audience. Like, it's kind of a show.
It is totally a show. Yeah. And I love that because I love musical theater, and baseball is the only sport that I know all the rules and I actually can relate to, because my dad would take me to Shea Stadium. And then I was hooking up with a lot of these college athletes, and then I started getting these reels on of these guys, these sexy guys doing all this dancing, and I was like, oh man. So I was like, oh, this like kind of combines several things, a lot of hot young men and fun and entertainment. So yeah, so I have a team and we've trademarked and doing all these things, LLC, and I have a former Dodgers player that's part of the team who's gonna, he's helping us. So working on raising money for the teaser trailer.
Love that.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, thanks again, Sue, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Barbie. Oh, it's really special.
Of course. And to you, sweets, continue being sweet to yourself. Be sweet to those conversations and even those big age gaps. Welcome it. Be sweet. All right. I'll see you next time. Thanks again, Sue.
Thank you.